compre sin visitar Emporio.
Larry on.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America.
Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning.
RTP Outdoors.
RTPOutdoors.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. And we say Merry Christmas. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. Under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit. And that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville. And she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam. And now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Missouri Conservation Communicator of the Year. NWTF National Outdoor Communicator of the Year. Inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Welcome to the campfire on this Memorial Day weekend. This is your host, Ray I. One should remember that this weekend isn't just about getting off of work and going to the rivers, the lakes, and barbecuing. It's about the freedoms that we have today because those have paid the ultimate sacrifice. Right now we're going to listen that explains what Memorial Day weekend is all about.
Memorial Day is a sacred day in America and a day when we put aside political differences and debate to honor the valor and sacrifices of the brave Americans who gave their lives in the service of our country. Samuel Adams, known as the father of the American Revolution, said, "The liberties of our country, the freedom of our civil constitution, are worth defending at all hazards, and it is our duty to defend them." The brave American patriots we honor today did just that, and they paid for it with their lives. Freedom is never free. I would rather die for liberty than live under tyranny. So when I heard my country ask, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" I said, "Here I am. Send me." Who am I? I am a carpenter, a teacher, a lawyer, a policeman, a fireman, a doctor, a farmer, a neighbor. I am your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your granddaughter, your grandson, your father, your mother, your daughter, your son. I died on an empty stomach and with frostbitten feet at Valley Forge. I died with grapeshot in my heart at Gettysburg. I died at the Battle of Belleau Wood in World War I. I died storming Omaha Beach in the Second World War. I died cold and tired at the Chosin Reservoir in Korea. I died assaulting Hill 875 in the Central Highlands of Vietnam. I died from a roadside bomb in the center of Baghdad. I died from a sniper's bullet on a mountain in Afghanistan. I fought and died for freedom, for my country, and for you. I know Memorial Day doesn't mean the same thing to everyone. To some, it means the end of school, the beginning of summer, family picnics, parades, and the Indy 500. On the other hand, many will fly the American flag in my honor today, and many others will quietly place a flower at my grave. I'm concerned, however, that in America today, fewer and fewer understand what it was that compelled me to answer the call of duty and in the end cost me my life. In 1775, Patrick Henry declared, "Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death." This is why I answered the call, and although it cost me my life, it guaranteed you your liberty. Today of all days, I ask that you try and understand why I died fighting for you. Please read the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Gettysburg Address. Really listen to the national anthem, America the Beautiful, and God Bless America. As you honor me today, I ask that you not grieve for me, for I died for what I believed in, and I'd do it again, even knowing I would suffer the same fate. But I do ask that you promise me that you will not let freedom's light die, so that the life I gave for you will not have been in vain. Who am I? I am the American patriot, and I made the ultimate sacrifice for freedom, for my country, and for you.
We need to take a break on this Memorial Day weekend, and we'll see y'all on the other side.